Stars twinkle in the night sky above a blanket of white clouds. Lying far below are hillside towns and villages, their lights scattered beside a glimmering river winding down from the distant horizon. At the boundary wall of this magical kingdom stands a magnificent fairy tale castle with the river flowing through it. A flag flutters atop its tallest spire as fireworks explode in the cloud-streaked sky. Glittering light arcs over the castle turrets. Disney. Stargirl, now sporting short hair, plays the ukulele by a window.
And wasting all my time.
She wears a blue sweater with clouds on it.
When you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my high mind.
Boxes sit stacked behind her.
It's not the perfume that you wear.
She's singing to Cinnamon.
It's not the ribbons in. I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. I guess you're just what I'm...
She looks to the open doorway.
You two ready?
Now, a box gets taped up. Cinnamon is shut inside her cage. Stargirl exits the mostly emptied house, shutting the door behind her. In the driveway, her mom closes up the rear gate of her loaded SUV, a crocheted doily decorating the spare tire cover.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near.
Stargirl gazes out at the house as they drive away. She wears a glum look, desert hills passing by outside her window. Her mom glances at her and forces a smile. They drive into a tunnel through the base of a mountain. As they emerge from the other side, the ocean appears right beyond their windshield, shining with warm Pacific sunlight. Stargirl's jaw drops, and she looks in awe at her mom, who beams excitedly. At dusk, the car sits parked at a lookout spot beside a beach, with Stargirl reclined on top of the windshield. Her mom gives her a look and a smile as they watch the sunset over the ocean together. After dark, they eat takeout at a picnic table under a string of lights.
So, Mom, there's something I want to talk to you about?
Okay.
I guess I didn't think we'd be moving again so quickly.
Like, we were a Micah for so long, and I feel like just as I started making friends, we left.
That's not exactly what happened. I mean,
I
got
that. That's not why we left, but is this going to be a thing now? Just going from place to place? Cinnamon is the oldest friend I have, Mom. That's not normal.
She feeds her pet rat a tortilla chip.
No offense, but
I didn't know you felt that way. I thought you liked going on adventures.
Going on adventures is one thing, but having your whole life be an adventure is another.
But life is an adventure.
I want to know people. Like, really know people. And then maybe go on some adventures.
Her mom listens receptively.
And I'm so happy that you're making your dreams come true. I am, really.
I don't know if this is about my dreams. It is. It's mostly about taking care of you and us. This job is more money than I will ever have made doing what I do. But what if I make you a promise? What if I promise that you will finish your senior year here? I mean, look at this. California is pretty cool. You're gonna have so much fun exploring. Maybe you'll get a job. Make some new friends that aren't your pet rat. No offense, Bun Bun.
Cinnamon nibbles on his chip.
It's the summer before your senior year. You should do something great.
Stargirl gazes out at the ocean with a pensive look on her face. In the daytime, their car drives south along the Pacific Coast Highway past miles and miles of beaches. a turquoise title written in cursive appears over the ocean. Hollywood Stargirl. Palm trees stand tall in the clear blue sky. Cars sit parked in a long row overlooking the beach. Waves roll in, crashing on the smooth sand. Now, Stargirl and her mom walk through a front gate into the courtyard of an apartment complex. Wearing a bucket hat with a floral design, the teen takes in the abundant flowers and plants growing all around and sees a small, multi-tiered fountain burbling gently. String lights cascade from tree to tree inside the complex of old-fashioned stucco buildings with wood trim and Spanish tile roofs. Stargirl and her mom share an eager smile.
Hello! I'm Daphne. Come on up.
On an apartment tour.
Another bathroom, all original tile. Second bedroom. And we live over in 4, the two-story in the front, so obviously, if there are any issues, we're right there. Also, there's an older gentleman below you in 1. You probably won't see him much, but he can be kind of grumpy. So you said you're here for work?
Oh, yeah, my big break.
Congrats! So you're an actress.
Oh, God. No, I do costumes for theater for the last forever years, but I'm here to do a movie. The costume designer quit, and I'm taking over.
My kids love movies. They're trying to make one, actually.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
How old are your kids?
My youngest, Evan, is about your age. Oh, and my oldest is grown and gone, except when he's hungry. So I guess he's never really gone, because he's always hungry. Anyway, rent is due on the 5th. George, my husband and I are always around, so if you have any questions, you know where to find us. Oh, and good luck with the movie.
Thank you. Should we unpack?
Now, a photograph of Audrey Hepburn is taped up on a wall. Sunlight streams in from a window onto a lamp and other personal items placed atop a moving box. A big star poster is taped up on another wall, along with a drawing of the mud frog mascot. Stargirl wakes up in bed. At Cinnamon's cage, she wiggles a finger inside through the bars.
Good morning, my little guy.
Later, she stares downward at something and smiles. It's a note reading, "Left early for work. Have fun exploring. Mom." Stargirl takes a key attached to the note. With a smile, she turns and walks off across the still unfurnished apartment. Later, she walks through a street-side flower shop with Cinnamon seated on the watermelon collar of her vintage-style dress. Through her wide oval sunglasses, she spots a flowering cactus in a tiny planter and picks it up.
How much?
At a thrift store.
Can you hear me calling?
Holding the little cactus, Stargirl peruses some vintage dresses on a rack, then spots something across the shop and crosses toward it. Later, she rides a bus sporting a wide-brimmed hat with white feathers. She glances at an older woman seated beside her who wears a short tulle skirt over her pants in layers of pastel colors.
I love your tutu.
The woman looks down at it and primps the frilly fabric. Later still, Stargirl gets off the bus, no longer wearing her hat. Turning around, she smiles and waves. As the bus pulls away, the other passenger waves back to her from the window, her eccentric outfit now accessorized with a feathery white hat. Now, Miss Carraway works in a production office. Stargirl enters with the cactus in one hand and Cinnamon in the other.
Hi!
Oh my gosh, I didn't expect to see you, baby. How did you get here?
I took the bus.
What?
Why didn't you tell me how amazing the bus is?
The bus is great, but this isn't exactly the best time because...
Stargirl eyes a bulletin board of designs.
Anna, it's early.
Oh, it's early.
A man wearing a scarf enters eating an apple.
Oh, this is Daniel, the director.
What's this?
This is my daughter.
Hi. Stargirl.
Excuse me?
Oh, Stargirl, my name.
Stargirl.
Oh, yeah, this is Cinnamon. Do you wanna...
Stargirl moves Cinnamon away from him.
You just got something to show me, or do I have to come back?
I do, honey. Okay. Yeah, I will see you tonight. Love you. Yeah, I want to talk about Jody.
All right.
Because I'm feeling mostly cool tones, like we talked about originally, but where's the this I pulled.
On her way out, Stargirl leaves the cute little cactus on her mom's desk. That night, she returns to their dark apartment, flips on a light, and stares at the mostly empty living room. In her bedroom, she pets Cinnamon and gives him a kiss, then brings him to his cage. She puts him inside, shuts the door, and looks around her bare room with her hands on her hips. Her shoulders sway, and her eyes shift thoughtfully. She pulls a kazoo from a suitcase and two small tambourines from a box. Now she strums her ukulele.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you gotta make your own kind of music.
Wearing the tambourines around her ankles, the kazoo on a necklace, and a headband with jingly antennas, she dances around the room.
Even if nobody else sings along, you're gonna be nowhere. The loneliest kind of lonely. It may be rough going just to do your things, the hardest thing to do.
She lies back on her bed, drumming one leg over the other while playing her solo. She gets back up and hops around. She kicks boxes around. She sees a pebble hit her window from outside. She crouches low. Putting down the ukulele, she creeps closer. She carefully opens one side of the French door windows, then the other. Peeking out, she sees a smiling young black man around her age standing in the courtyard looking up at her.
Hey, I love your singing. You're
what?
Good. I said I like the way you sing.
Oh, thank you.
She quickly pulls off her goofy headband.
Oh, well, I'm Evan.
I'm Stargirl.
Cool name.
Thank you.
Evan points over his shoulder.
I live over there.
Oh, so you're the youngest one.
What?
Your mom, she said something.
What's going on out here, Evan?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mitchell, sorry.
Well, just text her.
I don't have a number.
I don't have a phone.
What do you think this is, a movie?
Oh, she's our new neighbor.
Yeah, I gather, since she's in the apartment just above my head.
Hi. I'm Stargirl.
Yeah, of course you are. Just keep it down. That's all I'm asking, all right? There's not a lot to do, all right? Come on. All right?
Sorry, Mr. Mitchell.
He turns to leave.
Wait!
Later.
So, my brother and I are making this movie, and it's got music in it. And when I heard you singing up there, I was like, wow. Wait. Is that a kazoo?
Stargirl picks it up from her necklace and blows.
All right. Anyway, our movie. My brother Terrell, he's gonna direct it, and I wrote it. We emailed our script to a bunch of producers, but no one seemed interested, so. Terrell read up on a couple film blogs that if you're new or you want to get noticed, you gotta make a sizzle reel.
A what?
Oh, it's like a little movie or a part of a movie. Or really just something to show what your big movie would be like.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be in it. But we need a girl for it. And you could be the perfect girl. What?
I've never acted before.
But you sing, right?
That's true.
So, do you write your own stuff?
Just covers.
Okay. We only want original songs for the movie, but we'll probably do a cover for the sizzle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what's the movie about?
Oh, it's about this guy, he's about to graduate high school, and he's not sure what he wants to do with his life yet. And he tries a bunch of different things, but nothing seems to stick. And just when he's about to lose hope, he goes to this party that he almost didn't go to, and he meets this girl.
A flash shows them joining hands.
And getting to know her helps to figure things out.
Oh, so she's only in the story to help him.
Oh, no, 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 no. Sorry, no, she's not. She's her own person, definitely. You know, just getting to know her helps him realize that he has to figure it out on his own. She doesn't, like, figure it out for him. She got her own story to tell. And it's in the end, the last scene, the big musical number on the beach where he realizes all this, that he'd been trying to be the person that he thought she wanted him to be. And they sing.
Evan does a slide.
They dance.
A flash shows their silhouettes dancing up a street.
And then she leaves.
What's it called?
Tell Your Story.
What?
Oh, the title is Tell Your Story.
The title is Tell Your Story.
Yeah.
Right. That's cool. I like it. I like it. That's cool.
So, my brother works at this club, Forte. They have a bar, but, you know, sometimes they let me in through the bag. They have great music, and on Wednesdays, they have open mics, so it's a little more lax. You should come meet them.
Like, hang out?
Yeah. Like, hang out.
He holds her gaze. Stargirl looks away shyly.
Okay.
Now, morning light shines on the burbling fountain.
Okay, I'm putting some extra cash on...
In the apartment.
That thing?
Thank you. Oh, and I put my school forms there.
Oh, great. I will take those with me and fill them out at work.
I think I made a friend. Oh,
that's great.
She pounds the lid on a travel mug.
Are you okay?
The director is a real jerk. Like a real, real jerk.
I noticed.
Anna looks at her phone.
Oh. Who's that?
A theater company in Berkeley keeps calling, even though I told them I'm unavailable. Anyway, now I know why the other designer quit and how they wound up with me.
I'm sorry.
It's still a great opportunity. Ugh. Quit calling me!
Maybe you should pick up and tell them
Trust
that.
Trust me, I have.
So why do they keep calling you?
Listen, I'm probably making a bigger deal about this than I need to, but thank you for listening. Wait, you were telling me something. Shoot, what?
It's fine. It's nothing.
Okay, this weekend, I promise, we are going to go to the flea market and we are going to get some stuff to make it feel more like home around here. Oh, and the production people, they told me that the boxes we shipped are going to be here soon.
Yay.
Okay, well... Oh, have you seen my,
Stargirl hands her a laptop.
My this.
Thank you.
Hey, honey.
Bye.
She points to the school forms as her mother starts to go.
Mom.
Yes. Those are coming with me and I'm filling them out at work. Bye.
Later, Stargirl sits on the courtyard fountain playing her ukulele. Mr. Mitchell comes in through the front gate carrying some grocery bags.
Can I help you?
I walked all the way from the Gelsons. You think I need help from here to my door?
Sorry. Well, can I walk with you?
From here to there?
Yeah.
She walks with him.
Well, looks like we're gonna make it.
He puts down the grocery bags.
Thank God. We made it.
He takes out his keys.
Is there really nothing I can do to help?
If you kept the music down, that would be nice.
I'm so sorry. I really didn't realize I was making so much noise.
Any noise is too much noise.
He brings everything inside and closes the door. Stargirl turns back around on her heel. Later at a flea market.
Hey, I noticed you were Googling about finding a job. Do you need my help with that?
No, I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do this summer. But I'll let you know.
Okay, because I didn't mean you had to get a job. It was just an idea. Just thought maybe it might be a good way for you. What?
Stargirl tries on a pair of fuzzy red earmuffs.
It's summer. I know. Do you want to go to the beach? Hold on a second.
Berkeley?
Oh. This is Anna. Oh. I'm not sure. No, I didn't. Oh, well, I could be there in an hour. Okay.
Okay.
Her daughter frowns disappointedly.
Okay.
She takes off the earmuffs.
I'm so sorry. I need to go into work.
But it's Sunday.
Later, she gets off a bus.
Thank you.
The driver closes the hydraulic doors and trundles off, leaving Stargirl at a stop right by the beach. Wearing a small backpack, silk jacket, and flowery skirt, she gazes out at the ocean. Now she carries her shoes in her hand as she walks barefoot through the sand. Cinnamon crawls out of her backpack. The pet rat scampers up onto her shoulder. At dusk, she sits on the sand, letting him crawl through her hands. She remembers laughing with Evan in their courtyard. Back in the present, she rubs her nose.
Even if nobody else is alone.
She holds Cinnamon up to eye level before returning him to her shoulder. Back at the apartment complex, Mr. Mitchell opens his door. Seeing no one there, he looks down and notices something at his feet. He takes another glance around before crouching to it. He picks up a box painted brightly in marker with a note taped to the top. Sorry about the noise. Hope these help. It's signed with symbols of a star and a girl. Mr. Mitchell opens up the box. From inside, he pulls out the fuzzy red earmuffs. He looks up toward Stargirl's window, then drops the gift back inside the box and takes another glance around the courtyard before retreating back inside his apartment. Now, with Cinnamon on her shoulder, Stargirl answers her door to Evan, who's dressed nicely in a shirt and tie.
Oh!
He recoils from the rat.
I love ties!
Yeah. Can I?
Yeah.
She hands him Cinnamon.
He's really friendly.
Cinnamon, this is Evan. Evan, meet Cinnamon.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Cinnamon. Sorry, man. You just surprised me.
He returns him to Stargirl.
So, you want to come?
What?
Forte? Open mic night? I went to text you, and then I remember I don't have your number. Then I remember you don't have a phone. So, you coming or what?
I thought you said Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Yeah.
I'll
be right here.
Okay.
Later, the two of them walk past a long line of people waiting on a sidewalk. They reach the front, where a bouncer admits patrons a few at a time into an old, flat building that bears an illuminated music symbol of the letter F on its facade. Evan fist bumps the bouncer in passing as he continues to lead Stargirl around the corner to an alley bordered by a frame store with a bright blue neon sign. They enter the club through a back door into a long hallway where they encounter a cook carrying some dinner prep.
Evan!
Hey, Max. This is Stargirl.
Nice to meet you, Stargirl.
Hi, Max.
They continue around a corner into the main room.
Yo, E.
Have you seen Terrell?
A prep.
Cool, thanks. So you got the stage, the lights.
Is it my little brother?
What's up, man?
And his new friend.
Oh, Terrell, Stargirl, Stargirl, Terrell.
Cool.
Hi, T. Table 6.
Terrell claps his hands together.
You know where to go. Nice to meet you, SG.
He heads off for table 6.
We gotta stand back there because we're not 21. Ooh, and that's Iggy.
You better sign up.
He owns the place.
Standing in a back corner by some folded chairs, Evan and Stargirl watch Iggy address the crowd from on stage.
Hope everyone is doing good on yet another beautiful day in the City of Angels.
It'll be better when you stop talking, am I right?
Thanks, Ken. It's always great to have you here. All right. Thanks for joining us, folks, at LA's favorite open mic night. Let us hear it. Come on. And no matter what you think of any of the performances, please be respectful of all of our performers. Ken, I'm kind of looking at you here, buddy.
Come on, you know I love you, Iggs.
If you really loved me, Ken, you'd drink somewhere else. All right, here we go. Are you ready? Say it with me. No picks, no bids, no recording our gigs. Be in the moment, be here, bitches!
The manager brings him a clipboard.
All right, I think we're good. Here we go. Oh, thank you. First up, we've got Maggie, Dan, and their accordion, Sam. Let them hear it.
Taking the stage, a woman straps on a guitar while her partner carries a small accordion.
Hi. This is a song we like.
Stargirl happily sways with the music. As Terrell approaches her and Evan, a coworker approaches him.
Table six again.
Can't you cover for me?
Monster lady's all yours, dude.
She pats him on the back and walks away.
Every night. She's here every night. I've never seen someone drink so many Shirley Temples.
They eye a woman sitting at a table by herself, sipping her drink. Terrell forces a smile before going to her.
So anyone can just get up there?
Yeah, you just gotta sign up.
We have one more act, and then we're going to do an intermission. Let's see who we got. We've got, oh, I like this one already. Let's hear it for Stargirl. Stargirl.
Evan shoots her a surprised look, and she smiles at him before crossing to the stage. Terrell watches curiously as she steps up to the microphone.
Stand back, sweetheart.
He told you my name is Stargirl.
Sorry.
Okay, well, hi. I'm new to California, but I've always loved the Beach Boys. So here is one of my favorites by Brian Wilson. And I would like to dedicate this song to my new friend.
She gestures to Evan, who chuckles.
I usually sing with a ukulele, but here's to trying new things.
She takes a step back with her head lowered for a moment to collect herself.
I was sitting in a crummy movie with my hands on my chin. Oh, the violence that occurs seems like we'll never win. Love and mercy, that's what you need tonight. So on love and mercy to you and your friends tonight.
Evan watches admiringly.
I was lying in my room and the news came on TV.
He swaps a look with his brother.
A lot of people out there hurt, and it really scares me.
Waitstaff come out from the back to watch.
Do you guys want to help me out a little bit? Like a little percussion? Like.
People in the audience start tapping to the beat with their hands and utensils.
Love and mercy, that's what you need tonight. So love and mercy to you and your friends tonight. I was standing in a bar and watching all the people there. All the loneliness in this world, well, it's just not fair. Do you guys know this song?
Yeah.
Do you want to sing it with me? One, two, three, four. Love and mercy, that's what you need tonight. So love and mercy to you and your friends tonight.
Terrell and Evan. loving clap along as they watch her get a standing ovation. Beaming, Stargirl gathers the folds of her dress and curtsies before making her way off stage.
Stargirl, let her hear it!
That was... Damn. I mean, even Table 6 liked it. That was amazing. So, you want to be in our movie?
What?
I mean, isn't that why you did that? It's like an audition?
Oh, no. No, I just love to sing. But listen, Troll, I would love to be in your movie, really. I've never acted before.
Well, I've never made a movie before.
And this is my first script. I've never been in a movie before either, so we all be learning.
Together.
Yeah. Together.
Hey, but look, this is our baby, though. So if you're gonna do this, you gotta do it all the way. So...
The two brothers lean back imploringly.
Okay, yeah! I'm in. Let's make a movie.
Evan hugs her.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Do you know who Table Number 6 is?
The worst customer in history.
That's Roxanne Martell.
Who?
Roxanne Martell, she's a
mute. Hey, I'm Iggy. I'm in charge here. That was sensational. Who exactly are you again?
Stargirl, and she is the lead in our movie.
Is she? Congratulations. Now get her and your brother out of here before I get arrested for letting kids hang out at the bar.
If you can, this way.
Now!
Thanks.
Stargirl tries to get another look at Roxanne as Evan drags her back out to the alley.
That was amazing! I knew Tarot would love it. Are you around this weekend? We can get started with rehearsing the sizzle.
I still don't totally understand what that is.
You will. Mostly we need to figure out what song we're gonna do so we can start rehearsing. We need something that feels right and isn't overplayed.
Can't believe Roxanne Martell heard me sing. Do you want to get ice cream?
Later, she licks an ice cream cone, and he eats from a cup as they sit on a hillside overlooking the lights of the city. He looks at her and looks away, then she looks at him. On another day at the production office, Stargirl chuckles to herself and nods while gazing down at something. Nearby, Anna pins the seams on a dress for an actress doing a fitting.
What is she reading? A script a boy gave her? They're gonna make a movie?
Ooh.
We're making a sizzle reel, not a movie, Mom.
Oh my God!
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
What is it?
I'm so sorry.
What?
It's just so good. It is so good. Oh my gosh. And I know the perfect song. Oh my gosh, I need my boxes. Mom, do you...
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, I'm gonna go. And Mom? I love LA.
She beams at her mom before hurrying out. Anna and the actress share a smile. Later, outside the tall hedge in front of their apartment complex, Stargirl does an excited little dance as she watches a delivery guy unload a large amount of boxes from his truck. Anna stands beside her with a coffee mug. Later, the teen hurries into her bedroom with a box that's marked with a star and the letters GRL, followed by records and tapes. She puts it down on the floor and tears it open. Rifling through a collection of cassette tapes inside, she finds one for Roxanne Martell's Miracle Mile. Later.
He said he doesn't even know if the tape player still works. Why don't you just look it up on my phone?
I tried to find it, but I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, there you go.
All I have is this tape that my mom gave me. I can't believe that Roxanne was there the other night. That's so crazy.
She's there every night.
And you know, I always wondered what happened to her. She put out one album and then just nothing. Like, how do you even do that? How do you make something so good and then just stop? Hey.
Ah, there he is.
They get into Rel's old car.
This better be good.
He drives them on a boulevard.
All right, I'm only on break for 20, so we have to drive while we listen, and I can't drive you anywhere else. Cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
From the back seat, Stargirl hands Terrell the Roxanne Martell album, and he tries unsuccessfully to pop it into the tape deck while still in its cassette case.
I feel like it's not.
She takes it back from him, shaking her head. She hands him the cassette out of its case.
Oh, right, got it.
He slides it into the tape deck. Beaming, Stargirl rocks along to the music in her seat. The brothers nod their heads to the beat.
Coming through the canyon,
this is Table 6? No way!
Just to get my thoughts
no
together.
Way!
And
she's so good, right?
I mean,
this is different. It's good.
Stargirl mouths the lyrics. Evan watches her. The city goes by outside their windows. A strip mall, a schoolyard, a skyscraper, the Cinerama Dome, and a municipal pool. Looking at Stargirl, Evan smiles and sways in the front passenger seat. She smiles back at him.
We'll get through.
At a pizza place.
I thought we were going to Forte.
Terrell has a couple jobs. It's how we've been able to save up for the scissor. He puts some of every paycheck aside for months.
One day I'm gonna own this place. I'm gonna own all the places. All right, I'll see you guys.
All right.
Wait, but you liked it though, right?
You'd really want to deal with Table 6?
Her name is Roxanne Martel. And you never know what someone's been through.
Terrell's eyes shift as he considers.
And it is really cool that it's about L.A. She does come into the club early to play piano. And Forte's not far. You guys can walk.
Evan and Stargirl share a look, then start off.
Call me when you talk to her.
Oh, I don't have a phone.
Wait, what?
Can we have some pizza?
Later, the two friends walk up the alley behind Forte, eating slices of pizza off white paper plates. As they stop by the back door, Stargirl looks around searchingly. Evan takes her plate for her. She chomps one last bite of pizza.
There's a little.
He points to a dab of sauce on the corner of her mouth. She wipes it off, then balls up her paper napkin, leaves it on her plate, and takes a breath.
You got this.
Evan smiles and nods encouragingly. Wearing a white short-sleeved turtleneck, a checkered skirt, and a purse featuring panels of fruits and vegetables, Stargirl goes inside and walks down the back hallway. She turns a corner past a fire extinguisher, supply shelves, and a couple of payphones. Making her way into the main room, she stops and gazes at the stage. She proceeds toward Roxanne Martel seated alone at a piano. Stargirl steps past one table holding a rumpled tablecloth and stops by another filled with unlit Venetian candles. Clutching the back of a chair, she stands watching the intimate performance. Roxanne turns halfway towards her, then lifts her hands off the keys.
Hey, Iggy?
Yeah?
Is this Disneyland now?
She swivels on her piano bench. Behind the bar, Iggy looks to Stargirl.
You're gonna need to leave once the doors open.
She nods. Roxanne gets up from the piano, balling her fists awkwardly inside the long, loose sleeves of a blouse that she wears open over a gray butterfly print t-shirt. She makes her way off the stage and over to Stargirl.
What are you doing here?
Miracle Mile is a perfect album.
You're messing with me.
Roxanne looks to Iggy.
Is this you?
Even I am not that good.
Stargirl follows her idol to the bar.
Can we have two Shirley Temples, please?
As she sits down next to Roxanne, Iggy gives an impressed look and moves off to make the drinks.
My mom gave me the album. I love it, and she loves it too, and you were here the other night.
She lived in L.A. in the 90s?
No.
That was the only place you could get it.
The club owner sets the two Shirley Temples down in front of them.
Thank you.
They each sip their bright red drinks through a straw. Stargirl sets hers back down. Roxanne glances at her out of the corner of her eye.
I liked your singing.
Thank you.
Write your own stuff?
No. I just really, really like other people's stuff.
I see.
So, the reason why I came here to talk with you is that, my friends and I were making this sizzle reel.
A what?
Well, it's for this movie that we're making, so we're making, like, a small version of the movie to show what the big one will be like. Otherwise, people won't give us money to make it. And anyways, I'm gonna be in it. And we would love to use Miracle Mile.
No.
But we just, we would...
You're gonna have to figure out your own thing.
If happy ever after's just a lucky streak, and mercy is...
Come on. Stop. Don't do that.
Stargirl looks away bashfully and fiddles with her fingers. Roxanne takes another sip of her drink, then picks it up in both hands.
Disneyland's closed, kid.
She swivels around on her stool and rises to her feet. Turning back toward the teenager, she hesitates, then makes her way toward the stage with her drink. Stargirl stares after her.
Why didn't you ever write another album?
Roxanne stops in her tracks and gives her a look.
Time to go.
As her idol continues walking away, Stargirl disappointedly turns back to the bar and pulls out a coin purse from her handbag.
How much?
It's on me.
Roxanne sits back down at the piano on stage. Stargirl gives her one last look before leaving. As she exits the club through the back door, Evan pockets his phone and gives her a questioning look. She responds with a shake of her head. As they walk off together down the alley, he puts a comforting hand on her shoulder. At night, Stargirl makes her way through an urban park set up with lights and other filming equipment, while people bustle to and fro. A production assistant sees her looking around.
Hey, can I help you?
I'm here to see Anna Carraway.
Oh, down that way at the end. It's right near set.
Okay, thank you.
Go for Liz.
The woman heads off, clutching a wired earpiece. Later.
Can you stay for lunch?
You mean dinner?
Well, when your workday starts at 4, dinner is lunch. Movies are weird. I have so much to tell you, Mom. Oh, and I wanted to ask you...
Anna, Jody's asking for you.
Oh.
And Daniel's wondering if you can meet him at lunch.
Oh.
She looks to Stargirl.
We are going to have a date so soon. I want to hear everything. I love you.
I know.
Love you too.
I know.
Anna gives her daughter a kiss, then heads off. On a different day, Mr. Mitchell sits in a lawn chair outside his apartment wearing his new earmuffs. He gestures to them as Stargirl approaches with a script.
You know, these work pretty well.
I'm glad.
What's that?
I'm glad.
No, that.
Oh, it's a movie script.
Oh. Yeah, I used to make pictures.
She wears a blank stare.
Pictures. Motion pictures. Movies.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, I was a producer.
That's cool. I have no idea what that means.
You and everyone else.
She sits on his stoop.
The actors do the acting, writers do the writing, and so on. And the producer makes sure that everyone has what they need. And if there's any questions or problems, the producer figures it out.
Sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it is. But a lot of people do it for the wrong reasons. And like you, they don't even know what the job is.
How can you do a job if you don't know what it is?
Yeah. Welcome to Hollywood.
She claps her hands together.
So, why did you stop making pictures?
Nah. No one's interested in what I have to say anymore. Even my own son doesn't want to hear from me.
He gazes off with a contemplative smile. Stargirl shifts her eyes as she takes in his words.
People change their mind, you know?
USG! We're working, come on! You really need to get yourself a cell phone.
I'll see you.
In Evan's apartment.
I can't get that stupid song out of my head. Nothing else seems to fit now. I feel so stupid for even having you ask her. God, I hate table number 6.
Her name is Roxanne.
And don't say hey, baby.
Just because it didn't go the way you wanted it to doesn't mean you shouldn't have done the right thing.
She leaves a plate of cookies.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
A man brings groceries.
Reinforcements.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, thank God. Because any minute now, T was going to start asking me what was for dinner.
What is for dinner?
Daphne kisses her husband.
Hi, George.
Hello, Stargirl. So you guys working on the thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to take your mother on a date every Friday night to the movies.
They dance with each other.
Yeah, didn't matter what was playing. We wanted to see them all.
Their sons swap an embarrassed look.
Sitting there watching a movie, made us feel like we could do anything.
How about unload the groceries? Feel like you can do that, Denzel?
Yeah, I see.
Wearing a dress patterned with rows of painted dots, Stargirl gets up from the couch and paces around as George brings the grocery bags to the kitchen.
What if we did figure it out on our own?
What?
What if we wrote our own song?
We can't write music.
How do you know?
Well, I've never tried to fly, but...
Evan stands up and flaps his arms.
Okay, but maybe she's right. We know what the song needs to be, and she sings.
And I play the piano a little.
You can?
Yeah, I took some lessons when I was little.
We don't have a piano.
Terrell sits and eats a cookie.
But we know someone who does.
Mm. Stargirl and Evan sit on either side of him.
No, I'm on thin ice over there as it is.
We can offer to help her on the club.
Ooh, I think this is a great idea.
Thank you.
Absolutely not. No way.
At Forte.
Honestly, guys, it's not up to me.
Stargirl, Terrell, and Evan all turn their eyes toward the piano, then back to Iggy.
You gotta be kidding me.
Go.
Terrell claps his hands together as the three of them approach Roxanne.
Hey, table six, can my brother use the piano?
Stargirl mouths her name to him. Terrell mouths back to her, oh, then wrings his hands as they take a few steps closer to the stage.
Roxanne?
She looks at him sharply.
Can we please, please use the piano? We'd really appreciate it.
She picks up her Shirley Temple, rises from the piano, and takes a long sip from her straw as she stands facing him from the stage.
It might be your piano, but it'll be our thing. Promise.
Roxanne cocks her head to one side.
How about it?
She steps down and brushes past the trio without looking at them. At a gesture from his brother, Evan gets up on stage with Stargirl and goes to the piano. Outdoors, the Forte building and the frame store flank a long view down the alleyway toward a dusky sky. Illuminated swan boats float around Echo Park Lake. Lights twinkle in the sprawling LA basin, back at Forte. Most of the place sits empty. Stargirl stands over a notebook, singing to herself while Evan plays the piano.
Oh, yeah, and then can we go like...
She cocks her ear with a pensive look in her eyes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Can we put it all together?
Looks like it's all about to change.
Roxanne sits at the bar where Terrell cleans glasses. Iggy does paperwork at a booth.
Life is such a funny, stupid game.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Thanks, man. Oh, and then that other line I wrote
about. Oh, yeah.
She flips through her notebook.
You say word and I'll say the same.
They both nod along with each other.
And then some other fancy line.
Roxanne? Can I?
She indicates a guitar.
Thank you.
Terrell stands dumbstruck. Iggy lowers his glasses on his nose.
Can you play that chord, like the new one?
Oh, yeah.
Stargirl strums the guitar on her lap. Terrell pauses, wiping a glass, to watch her.
And can we go back to that one melody that we had?
I know what you're talking about. Evan and Stargirl both nod their heads in rhythm.
This'll be the chorus. It's gonna be a really good chorus. We'll just figure it out as we go. And then back to the thing that... Told you.
You're always right, Roxy.
This isn't right.
Hey, I know you're used to talking to people however you feel like
it's gonna need some drums, bass, maybe some other percussion. You need to find some place to record it, right? Playback for your swizzle McGizzle.
Sizzle reel.
Whatever.
We were gonna record it in my apartment. I have some basic stuff.
Oh, do you? Well, listen, Mr. Waiter / director. I respect ambition more than anyone, but I think I know a place that's a little bit better than your apartment.
It's a really nice apartment.
I'm sure it is.
Wait, what?
When it's finished, we'll record it at Sunset Sound. I know some people. Oh, and I did not give you my song because I'm mean. I didn't give it to you because I knew you could write your own.
Roxanne takes a sip of her Shirley Temple, then turns back toward the bar.
Back to work.
As she steps away, Terrell swaps a stunned look with the other two. Elsewhere, Roxanne leans forward toward a microphone.
Let's take it from the top again. Here we go.
Behind a pane of glass, surrounded by studio musicians, Stargirl and Evan sit at two separate mics with headphones on. The pianist plays to a piece of sheet music. Stargirl closes her eyes as she nods along, a flat circular pop filter positioned between her and her microphone.
Looks like it's all about to change. Life is such a funny, stupid game. You say the word and I'll say the same. Maybe we can just run away.
A flashback to the day they started writing the song shows Terrell holding open the back door of Forte for the two of them. They come running out ecstatically into the alley. Later, Evan and Stargirl take turns scribbling in the notebook while riding the bus. In a park, all three of them eat ice cream as they collaborate on the script.
Can always see way down the road, too busy looking at the trees out my window.
Mr. Mitchell watches them start filming on the movie on a phone in their courtyard.
And you crashed the party right on time, just as the music died and all came to life. So help me up, bring me back to life.
Stargirl joins Evan and his family for a home-cooked meal in their apartment. Forte, the two of them sit side by side on the piano bench, playing the keys together. Roxanne sits in a chair in front of the stage, slapping a tambourine against her thigh.
Way down on Marvin Lane. Some rich old man cut down everything.
At the pizza place where Terrell works. Evan and Stargirl crack up as they eat together.
Well, all the flowers and vines just continue to grow.
At the magic hour, Terrell records the two of them in silhouette on a hilltop street.
And deserts will get cold, and no one really knows. We all just figure it out
them run playfully up the hill. Now, the phone frames a close-up of Stargirl, then lowers to reveal her smiling face. As Evan appears in the reverse angle, the phone rises back up to frame his close-up. At Forte, Stargirl strums the guitar. Images overlap of her, Evan, and Roxanne as the song comes together. Terrell directs the couple to dance as they frolic down the wide suburban street, back in the recording studio.
Maybe I don't know. Oh, we'll just figure it out as we go.
In the control booth, Roxanne shares a nod with the audio engineer, then leans into her mic.
That was a keeper. Let's take a break.
Terrell gives them two big thumbs up. Stargirl shakes Evan excitedly while the studio musicians all remove their headphones.
You asked me why I didn't make another album.
Stargirl now sits outside against a wall with Roxanne.
It was a bad situation when I was a kid. So I left. It was scary. But I always felt better when I found the artists, the musicians, street performers, with people sharing something. And my voice got me places, clubs, parties, mostly Forte. And eventually, here.
She looks around.
This is where I recorded Miracle Mile. I put everything I had into it. I was 20. And then nobody wanted it. I couldn't separate myself from the work. And I didn't love myself enough to be okay with failing. I felt like nobody wanted me. So I buried the album, changed my name, started producing. And it turned out I was pretty good at it. But the most important thing I was able to do with my success was save Forte. What do you mean? A few years back, the landlords were making it really hard for Iggy to keep it open. So I did him a favor. Technically, I own the place. But don't tell anyone. We like to keep it quiet.
So it is your piano.
Roxanne gazes at her.
I go there every night, hoping to hear something that inspires me, hoping to be a part of it. But you loving my album reminded me of something.
What?
That just because it doesn't look like you thought it would, doesn't mean you're not living your dream.
Hey, Roxy. Sorry. Back in?
Thanks, Bart.
She holds out a hand to Stargirl with a pencil tucked between her fingers. As the teen songwriter takes it from her, Roxanne hops up onto her feet. Stargirl remains seated there, watching her go, then lowers her thoughtful gaze to the pencil. At nightfall, a sign reading Sunset Sound in groovy yellow lettering shines prominently against the dusky sky. Daphne comes out with her two sons and Stargirl and unlocks a minivan parked in the lot. Hanging back by the door, Roxanne waves goodbye to them. She sips a beverage as she watches Terrell get in his car and the others into Daphne's. Later at the apartment complex.
Look up Roxy Jones.
Oh my God, it's her.
What?
It's Roxanne.
I know.
She's like,
whoa.
She produced like a lot of great stuff over the past many years.
Thank you.
No problem.
Stargirl and Evan stand facing each other awkwardly.
Good night.
Yeah.
Good night.
She glances back at him, then swings her arms as they go their separate ways.
Stargirl, come here.
Wearing a flowery blazer, she walks to Mr. Mitchell's apartment at the base of the stairs below her own.
I saw you all rehearsing the other day with the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're using to shoot this picture?
Yeah.
Don't go away.
He disappears inside. He comes back with an old film camera.
Now, this is a vintage Bolex 16mm camera. You shoot film on it. It's the only way to shoot, in my opinion. It's old, but still works.
What?
She accepts it from him.
It's just collecting dust.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. Thank you.
You just have to show me the movie when you finished it.
Of course. We wrote a song for it, too. Thank you again. Good night.
Good night.
He watches her walk away.
Hollywood star girl.
On a new day, the three friends do a run-through on the wide suburban street with a few new crew members.
Action rehearsal. And on the day, this is when I'll yell playback. Come on, Evan.
What does on the day mean?
I don't know.
When we shoot it for real.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mark it. And 5, 6, 7, walking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, go.
Stargirl and Evan perform a choreographed routine.
6, 7, 8.
Holding hands, they prance their way down the street toward the camera.
7, 8, 2, 2.
They let go and square off with a flourish. Clutching each other by the forearm, they swirl around until they end up face to face.
7, 8, settle.
And this is when you'll kiss.
Neither of them moves.
Okay, I'm good.
And that's a cut on rehearsal.
At a sidewalk cafe.
It was 1992. She was amazing. I bought her tape after the show, and then that was it. I always wondered what happened. I can't believe all this. Why didn't you ever tell me you lived here? It wasn't a great time in my life. To be honest, I don't love talking about it. But Roxanne's music really got me through.
Wearing a beret and a striped sleeveless blouse, Stargirl pulls out a cassette of Miracle Mile and slides it across the table to her mom. It's signed For Anna, XX Roxy. She picks it up and stares at it, then gives Stargirl a touched smile.
Can I get you two anything else? No, thanks, we're fine.
Anna eyes her daughter.
We're fine.
Now, Stargirl holds the 16mm camera.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell, but I talked to Terrell and he said we would need to buy the film and develop it and everything. And we don't have the money for that. But it was so, so nice of you.
Sell it.
What?
I don't know how much you could get, but buy something else you need for your picture. I insist.
At a shop.
I can give you like 300 for it.
Stargirl and Evan share a look.
Cool.
Something catches her eye.
Evan, look.
They crouch to a display shelf.
How much are these?
Now, a new lens and a gimbal attached to Terrell's phone, which gets sprayed with a compressed air duster.
All set?
Okay, folks. Last looks.
A crew member touches up Evan's makeup.
You guys look great. Thank you. Is this okay? My mom made it. She really wanted to be here, but she had to work.
Yes.
Okay.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Loosen up.
Loosen up. Okay. Okay.
All right, let's roll.
Roll sound.
Rolling. Sound speed.
Rolling.
And playback.
Playback.
We just figure it out as we go.
The screen couple runs from a sidewalk out into the street. Terrell tracks along with them from the front, while another crew member walks backwards behind him to keep his path clear. They then pan around the couple as they perform their choreographed swirl that ends with them face to face, where Stargirl lip syncs.
Maybe I don't know. Oh, we'll just figure it out as we go.
They kiss.
Cut! That was almost it.
Stargirl and Evan keep kissing.
Guys, I say cut.
They self-consciously pull apart.
All right, let's take that one more time from the top.
All right, everyone, back to one.
Thanks, Pedro. Mike, remember that first step down.
Daytime.
The costume looked great on camera, by the way. I'm so sad I couldn't be there to see it.
They set a table in the courtyard.
I know what making movies is like now. I get it.
Mr. Mitchell comes outside.
Oh, hang on. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I didn't get to tell you. We were able to sell your camera. And we bought a lens and stuff for the iPhone. So at least now it'll look a little bit more like a real, picture.
Thank you.
So, does that make you a producer?
Ha. No.
But you help the movie, isn't that what producers do?
Well, I suppose.
He straightens up.
You're right.
Arms folded across her gingham dress, Stargirl smiles and nods. Now, guests greet each other with hugs and handshakes. Anna embraces Evan, then Terrell. People put down cups and food dishes on the table. The two brothers playfully jab at each other as they bump elbows. After dark, the food dishes are half empty. A woman helps herself to a corn on the cob. Evan and Stargirl laugh together. The film crew sits around the table among the residents of the apartment complex. From the head of the table, Terrell takes in all the merriment, then stands and wraps a spoon on his glass.
Everyone,
this really worked. Wow. So today, it feels like we are one step closer to our dream, and it's because of everyone here at this table. And I feel I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Thank you, Dad, and thank you, Mom, for this amazing meal that we all shared.
Oh, you all are welcome.
And I want to thank my genius little brother, Evan, who wrote an amazing script. Even though he is wearing a bib.
Evan rips it out from his shirt collar.
Okay, you didn't have to do that.
When it's all done and it's all edited, I'll let everybody know. And if you're nice to me, maybe you can come to the premiere.
Maybe. I was promised a private screening if I remember.
And you'll get that private screening.
A wide view of everyone seated around the table fades into balls of light, which sharpen into focus to reveal the string lights shining warmly around the courtyard. Daytime at Terrell's apartment.
I'm gonna do it.
Do it.
Oh my God, do it.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
And we're sure we wanna...
We're sure.
Okay.
He slowly lowers a finger toward his laptop.
Hit send.
I'm gonna hit send. I'm hitting send. I'm in the process of moving.
All right, okay. Take your time. Take your time.
I'm going to hit now. Then. God.
It's out. Don't even look at it.
I'm not even gonna think about it. It's off. That's it.
It's done.
It's gone. That's it. It's all good.
It's fine.
Look. I'll let you guys know if I hear anything.
If?
Well, everyone could say no.
Evan sits down on the sofa.
Well, we love it, right? And we have fun making it. And that's all that matters.
Stargirl sits beside him, and they both look at Terrell, who screws his mouth to one side.
You know what? Whatever comes next, we did it. And we did it together.
And if making movies means spending time with the people you care about, then I guess I love making movies.
On another day, Evan eyes his phone as he goes for a walk with Stargirl.
Another pass.
You should call him.
I have, and he doesn't want to talk about it.
He carries a picnic basket in his hand and a blanket under his arm.
So here we are.
They slow down to a stop.
I thought we were seeing a movie.
We are.
Okay, weirdo.
This is Hollywood Forever Cemetery. It shows movies outside. Lots of famous people are buried here. And I've been doing this my whole life, so I never really thought about how weird it was. But you're right. It's weird. Come on.
They stroll up through a tidy lawn. Old trees and headstones come into focus inside the beautifully landscaped cemetery. The low afternoon sun beams down on people walking a path.
So this is one of my favorite movies, and the director is one of my favorite directors.
What is it?
It's Cooley High. This guy named Michael Schultz directed it. He's a legend, and it's iconic.
Why is it so special?
Well, there aren't really a ton of movies about black kids in high school just hanging out and having fun, you know? He's a big inspiration to Terrell, too. And the main character, Preach, he's a writer, like me.
I'm really excited to see it.
Well, I'm excited for you to see it.
Oh, I've been meaning to tell you. I've been thinking a lot about the sequence at the end on the beach.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been hearing this new melody in my head, and I can't shake it. And every time I hum it, it sounds like the ocean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. How's it go?
Oh, it's like...
Evan gazes at her deeply. He drops his head with a smile on his face.
Look, I know we kissed already, but that was a movie kiss. I like to kiss you, for real.
Oh.
Is that okay?
It is okay.
Okay.
He takes a step closer and kisses her. Wearing a pillbox hat and matching sweater, Stargirl entwines her arms around him, and they look each other in the eyes.
Okay. Let's go.
After dark, the light from a film projector diffuses into a spectrum of colors. Evan and Stargirl sit amongst the other moviegoers, watching a scene of young black people dancing at a party in colorful clothes, their arms swaying joyfully in the air. He puts his hand on hers. She looks at him and smiles, then glances down at his hand. He watches her out of the corner of his eye. Stargirl holds him in a gentle smile, then turns her attention back to the movie. A view from behind shows them in silhouette against the shots of raucous dancing. Later on a bus, Evan scooches his sneaker a little closer to Stargirl's pink loafer. Her hands sit folded on her daisy print skirt.
Have you ever had a boyfriend?
I have. Have you ever had a girlfriend?
So, what happened?
I moved. But to be honest, it was more than that. He was wonderful, but he still had some stuff to learn. Kind of like Joe from your script. Like, he needed to learn it for himself.
So, you still think about him? Sorry.
I mean, sometimes, yeah. I think that if you love someone, that's always there, somewhere. But I'm here with you.
She puts her hand on his.
Okay.
Sorry, I should make sure everyone was...
Yeah.
He fishes out his phone.
It's Terrell.
Get it.
What's up, man?
He stands up.
What?
Stargirl joins him.
What?
No way, a producer loved our reel and wants to meet with us.
What?
Wait, hold on, let me.
Congrats!
I wrote back that it was your song, she loved it. SG, she wants to meet you too.
What?
On another day, they enter an office lobby with Terrell and Daphne, all of them decked out in nice clothes. Stargirl and Evan hold hands as they make their way to a reception desk.
Hey, Freddie Collins, Terrell Edwards.
Later, Terrell breathes meditatively as they all sit in a waiting area.
Terrell? Hi, I'm Phil, Bree's assistant. If you all could come with me.
Okay. You kids go on. I'll be right here.
Thanks, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Phil shows the trio into an office where a woman stands from behind her desk.
Hi, Terrell. Evan and Stargirl.
Yes.
I'm Priya Collins. It's so nice to meet you all. So, the reel. Honestly, you guys, it was amazing. And that song, God, it's good. You two wrote that?
Stargirl and Evan nod.
You can talk, you know. I'm on your team, I promise. Or at least I'd like to be, if you'll have me. It's just such a great, great story. And your brothers.
Yeah.
And you shot it on an iPhone? It looks terrific. So, let's talk about how we make this picture. I think the script needs a little more work still. Some character stuff, some dialogue polishing. But I'd love to produce it. And I'd bet my career we could secure financing for about $1 million, which, when I read it, feels right to me.
The three all stare at her, stone-faced.
You okay?
You said $1 million to make our movie?
Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Good. Along with the script, I think at least one more song would be great. But let's get everything set up so we can get you something for your time and cover expenses and stuff. How's that sound?
Like a dream.
Terrell beams emotionally. Later, back home, Stargirl jogs upstairs, then unlocks and opens the door to her apartment.
Mom, you're home. I have so much to tell you. Are you okay? What's wrong?
She crouches to her mother on the couch.
My movie got shut down.
What?
Daniel said something to Jody. She walked off set, and when the studio heard about it, I guess they'd already had some complaints, and so they're doing an investigation. And they sent us home. We don't know what's gonna happen. I'm so sorry. That's not fair at all.
Anna shakes her head sadly. Stargirl gets up and goes to the kitchen.
What did you want to tell me?
I can tell you later.
I don't know why I'm so surprised. I mean, I didn't think they'd shut us down, but...
Her daughter brings her a glass of water.
He is so awful.
Well, you'll get another job. And they have to help with that, right?
I have another job.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna take the job in Berkeley.
Anna gives an apologetic look. Stargirl stands.
You said that we were staying for the whole year.
When I made that promise, I never would have guessed they would have shut my movie down.
I'm so happy here. I don't want to lose that.
I don't want you to lose that. I have been sitting here trying to figure out how we can stay, but I have to take care of us, and in order to do that, I have to have a job.
I'm making the movie, and I'm gonna make money.
Sweetheart.
And you can get another job.
Do you even know when you're gonna start shooting this movie? Do you know how much they're gonna pay you? Honey, this is real life.
Which is only an adventure when you want it to be.
That's not fair.
Her daughter storms off into her room.
You're just scared and it's ruining everything.
Anna stares at the closed door. Cut to black. Stargirl now sits on her bed, strumming the ukulele.
What will the ending be like? Heaven knows. I'm gonna leave some boxes outside your door. Are you still not talking to me? Okay.
The gloomy teen looks to Cinnamon beside her on the bed.
Here we go again.
The rat scrounges around on the quilt. On another day, sporting a pink beret, Stargirl walks a street and sees a busker up ahead playing a violin. She pauses to listen a moment, then pulls out her change purse and drops a few coins into an open case on the ground. The busker nods and keeps playing. Stargirl responds with a smile, then puts away the change purse and keeps walking with a troubled look on her face. Now, Terrell sits alone in the Hollywood Hills, gazing at a flat patch of the city sprawled before him. He looks over his shoulder and sees Stargirl standing there, holding ice cream in two cups and a cone. The two of them sit together and eat.
I spent my whole life watching movies getting made.
He spoons some ice cream into his mouth.
from windows, street corners, across parking lots. Can't hear anything. You can't even really see what's being filmed, but you can see the people moving around, working, doing their thing. People always say that it's boring. Well, I always thought if it's exciting to watch it from across the street. Can you imagine being lucky enough to be a part of it and call it boring?
He puts down his cup.
Look, for me, it's about the movie. I believe in myself. I know I'll make it. For Evan, it's about you.
Do you think he'll at least say goodbye?
Yeah, of course.
I believe in you too. And I can't wait to see it. Tell Priya I'll sign whatever she needs me to sign. The song was always yours. Anything you need to keep the movie going. Just don't forget me when you own all the places.
Elsewhere, a long mirror angled above a shelf of coffee carafes and cereal boxes shows Mr. Mitchell eating by himself at a diner. He spots someone and waves. Stargirl joins him.
You know, I thought I was done. I thought I'd just watch my shows and go to the Gelsons and just wait it out. I mean, I was always so good at fixing problems with movies, but I was never that good in my own life. And you just, well, you gave me something that I thought only existed in pictures.
What?
Well, suddenly, I'm the guy that wants to know everything. And everyone. And I want them to know me. And I'm gonna call my son.
Her eyes grow misty. She smiles at her neighbor, then draws a contemplative breath.
If you could leave me with one piece of advice, what would it be?
Make mistakes, but don't regret them. Learn from them. Because regrets are the hardest things to carry when you get older.
Stargirl lowers her blinking eyes toward the table.
Oh, and get yourself a flip phone.
He pulls one out.
So that you and I can talk.
He grasps the chunky phone in his fist.
How else are you going to tell me how it goes with your son?
Well, there you go.
He slips the phone back in his pocket, and the two of them eat their waffles. Back at their apartment, Stargirl and her mom pack up boxes in the living room.
I screwed this up. Okay, I know I did. I screwed it up a lot.
Her daughter looks at her.
But you're great. You're so great. You're like the most alive person I've ever met.
Stargirl sits down on the floor, and her mom crouches to her.
When I stress out about not being able to support us or take care of you, I look at you, and I think I made her. And she's so extraordinary. So at least I did that right. I've done so many things wrong in my life, but thank God the thing that mattered most turned out the best.
Wearing an oversized pink cardigan knitted with fruit patterns, the teen hugs her knees to her chest and takes a breath.
I think about how hard it must be to have a kid. And how much harder it must be to do it alone. You think about that? Sometimes, yeah. I know 40-year-olds who don't think about that.
Anna slides a box aside to sit cross-legged across from her daughter.
When I came to LA in the 90s, when I saw Roxanne, I was here doing a movie.
You were?
Yeah, I was. I always wanted to do movies. It was my dream. And the director didn't like my work.
And he ended up not being a nice person, which is becoming a little bit of a theme. Either way, I got fired. And I was so sad and so embarrassed. So I just left LA. And I felt better. I thought it was easier just not to deal with it, which I know is wrong and terrible, but it just feels like it's happening all over again. And I feel so foolish.
No, Mom. I was brave.
Stargirl takes her hand.
You were alone. But you're not alone anymore.
I don't want you to lose what you have here. I really don't.
So then what if we didn't go? Daphne said that she would give us the month free.
It's not the rent. I have rent. I don't have a job.
You'll find one.
What if I don't? And what if the Berkeley thing goes away?
I don't know. But I will be right by your side no matter what happens. So I'm asking just this once. What if we stayed?
At Forte, a packed crowd watches a performance.
Cause I do what I want, I say what I feel. Follow the lights and find something new. I hold on to what I have here and now. And I know you wear silver coats.
Evan stands sulking by the back hall. Terrell comes over and puts a hand on his shoulder.
Gold. Thank you so much.
Sitting in his usual spot up front, Ken cheers enthusiastically.
Keep it going for Cousin Brian, singing the same song he sings every single week. All right. I am so excited to bring this next group to the stage. It's actually their first time performing together, so be nice. Big round of applause for Table 6 and the Shirley Temples. Let them hear it.
The two brothers trade a surprised look. As they see Roxanne, Stargirl, and their session musicians walking up on stage, Terrell's jaw drops. They move to a closer spot.
So, I'm sitting at my table like I do every night.
Table 6 forever!
As I was saying, I'm sitting at my table and Nikki comes up to me and tells me I need to go outside. It's really important. I was annoyed. But then I get out there, and it's this kid. When I saw it was this kid, I wasn't so mad anymore. She has that effect on us grumps. Hell, she's the first person to get me on this stage in 15 years.
Evan, Terrell, and Diggy all clap along.
Sometimes we just go, you know? And we go, and we go, and we go. She made me stop. She made me look.
Roxanne gazes at Stargirl.
Sometimes it's that simple.
She claps her hands together. She steps back from her microphone. Stargirl goes to a second mic on stage and takes a breath.
The first time I was up here, I had just gotten to LA. And all I wanted was to stay somewhere long enough to make some real friends. And I got more than that. Something I never expected. I got a home. I've always had a family. It's just my mom and me, and we've gotten each other through a lot.
She sees Anna in the back of the audience.
But we've never had a home. And I don't mean a building. Home is somewhere where you feel safe to dream crazy things, and the people there are crazy enough to dream them with you.
Roxanne shoots her a sly smile.
But also be there for you when things don't turn out the way you hoped. My home turned out to be a random bunch of people, and now I never want to be without them again. And so we're staying. My mom and I are staying.
Yeah, we are.
Do you hear that, Evan?
Oh, I hear it, and I love it.
I'm staying in LA. I'm staying in LA. It It's my home. It's my home. And I'm making a movie in my home. Big cheer! Yeah. Yeah. And I'm getting a flip phone!
Yes!
So, here is one of Roxanne's and my old favorites. And this one is for all the dreamers out there.
Stargirl and Devin point to one another. Stargirl bounces and moves her arms in wavy motions while Roxanne shimmies her shoulders. Evan and Terrell share a look as they both get into the beat. The two singer-songwriters dance facing each other, then Stargirl turns to her mic. Around her mouth. Everyone in the crowd dances, including Ken. Evan and Terrell coordinate their moves as they groove along to the music. Stargirl joins hands with Roxanne, then runs down in slow motion off the stage, moving through the tables and people to meet up with Evan. They share a kiss, then hold on to one another in a loving embrace. Terrell bounds over and joins them in a group hug. Clutching both microphones, Roxanne smiles as she watches them, then lets go and walks off. Stargirl gives a hug to Terrell, then one to her mom. Joined by Iggy, they all dance in one big group, along with everyone else in the club. The picture fades to black. With his back to us, Terrell stands centered in a view of the ocean waves rolling in on a beach.
Terrell?
He turns.
They're ready for you.
Thanks. Thanks, I'm coming.
All right.
Walking up the sand, he waves to his parents under a tent.
Hi, baby!
Go get him, T!
Terrell swings his arms and quickens his pace, passing two stand-ins for Stargirl and Devin on his way to a movie camera, where he checks a viewfinder.
Yeah, this looks great. Can we bring in first team?
A crew member hands him a megaphone.
Hey, everyone, we have this crane for one day, so let's make it count.
Priya approaches.
You good?
Never better.
The two stars make their way over in costume. Evan excitedly arm bumps his brother as they take the place of their stand-ins.
Thank you.
The couple faces each other.
So, you guys ready to do this?
I don't know. You?
Oh, I was born ready.
All right.
Last looks.
Terrell trudges further up the beach, passing the long arm of the camera crane, and joins two crew members standing by video assist monitors.
Looks great.
All right, you guys good?
Thank you.
Looks are good?
The hair and makeup team clears away from the actors.
All right, roll sound.
The two leads stare at each other.
Sound speed.
They flash back to their first real kiss.
Quiet on the set, rolling.
Camera set?
Set.
Okay, playback. Action Evan and Stargirl. Action Crane.
The camera is hoisted upward as it films the two leads running off hand in hand toward the ocean. Evan picks up Stargirl in her yellow chiffon dress and gives her a spin. Cut to black.
What will the ending be like? Heaven knows. Maybe the words aren't right, but you can't tell the story alone.
Holding hands, Evan and Stargirl twirl on the beach. They frolic at the water's edge, leaving footprints in the soft sand.
The bus is usually late. So
with a headset around his neck wired to an audio pack on his belt, Terrell joins his two actors and dances around with them.
It's a smile, 'cause everything's suddenly new. The sky is impossibly blue. Even with no...
The happy trio races along the waterline, doing joyful leaps in the air. They then run back the other way in the warm haze of the setting sun. Hollywood Stargirl. As they finish their running, Terrell dramatically falls back onto the sand. Evan flops down nearby, then Stargirl in between them. Laughing joyously, she lifts her head back up off the sand.
Behind the soft horse barricade, I dreamed that you were there too.
While the trio catches their breath on the beach, Stargirl shares a look with Evan and breaks out laughing. With the low-lying sun in front of them, the two brothers get up, each take one of Stargirl's hands, and help her hop back onto her feet. As they walk off together, the picture fades out on the gently rolling tide.
Through the thick and thin, we can pick up where.
Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voice by Laura Post. Glittering light arcs over the turrets of a magnificent fairy tale castle. Disney.